2 Samuel chapter 4. And when Saul's son heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his hands were feeble, and all the Israelites were troubled. And Saul's son had two men who were captains of bands. The name of the one was Baana, and the name of the other Rechab, the sons of Rimmon a Beerothite, of the children of Benjamin. Because Beeroth also was counted to Benjamin. And the Beerothites fled to Gittim, and lived there until this day. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up, and fled. And it came to pass, as she hurried to flee, that he fell, and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. Dispeller of shame. And the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, Rechab and Baana, went, and came about the heat of the day to the house of Ishbosheth, who lay on a bed at noon. And they came there into the midst of the house, as though they would have fetched wheat, and they struck him under the fifth rib. And Rechab and Baana his brother escaped. Because when they came into the house, he lay on his bed in his bedchamber, and they struck him, and killed him, and beheaded him, and took his head, and fled away through the plain all night. And they brought the head of Ishbosheth to David to Hebron, and said to the king, Look. The head of Ishbosheth the son of Saul your enemy, who sought your life, and the Lord Jehovah has avenged my lord the king this day of Saul, and of his offspring. And David answered Rechab and Baana his brother, the sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, and said to them, As the Lord Jehovah lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all adversity. When one told me who thought that I would have given him a reward for his news, saying, Saul is dead, I took hold of him, and killed him in Ziklag. How much more, when wicked men have killed a righteous person in his own house upon his bed? Shall I not therefore now require his blood of your hand, and take you away from the earth? And David commanded his young men, and they killed them, and cut off their hands and their feet, and hanged them up over the pool in Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth, and buried it in the tomb of Abner in Hebron.